The price of insulin is going up. It's more than doubled since the year 2012 alone. That's put the life-saving hormone out of reach for a growing number of diabetics who rely on it to live. Brand Sable-Smith has been reporting on these prices for Side Effects Public Media's podcast, The Workaround. He spoke with a mother who knows this story all too well.
When Nicole Smith Holt's son was 23, he started feeling sick.
Feeling a little lethargic, feeling like he was having muscle cramps, getting up a lot during the night to go to the bathroom.
Her son, Alec, went to the urgent care where he was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes. Most people's pancreases produce insulin, which regulates the amount of sugar in your blood. But for type 1 diabetics, that production stops. Alec had to start buying insulin at a pharmacy and injecting it into his body. He also had to change the way he ate.
I think that was the part that frustrated him the most, was having to change his diet so drastically.
Life goes on after a diabetes diagnosis. Alec learned to take his insulin. He kept working as a manager at a Minneapolis Mongolian barbecue restaurant. He still took trips to Wisconsin to buy cheap fireworks. He was still a father, a brother, a son, a friend. He was living his 20s, until he wasn't.
I got a phone call from my mom saying that Alec was found in his apartment and that he had passed away.
His family thinks he was rationing insulin, taking less than he needed to try to make it last longer. Rationing is a dangerous practice, but one in four diabetics admits to having done it. Insulin prices are a big reason why. They nearly tripled between 2002 and 2013 and have nearly doubled again since then. For Alec, the price of insulin became an issue in 2017 when he turned 26 and aged off his mother's insurance plan.
He had gone to the pharmacy prior to losing my insurance to get an estimate of, you know, how much he should plan for. And when they told him $1,300.
That's $1,300 every month without insurance, mostly for insulin. His insurance options were not much better. His $35,000 salary was too high for Medicaid, too high for insurance subsidies. What he found was a plan that cost $450 a month with a $7,600 deductible, meaning he'd still be spending nearly $2,000 out of pocket each month. Alec decided going uninsured would be more manageable.
That's a hard decision to make. If I was in his spot, I probably would do the same thing.
He died less than a month after losing his insurance. He'd used up all of his insulin, and his mother thinks he was trying to make it to payday, which was just 3 days away.
He didn't even get to go to the pharmacy one time to pay the $1,300 out of pocket.
There are many reasons why insulin prices are rising so high. Patents have pretty much kept generics off the market. Middlemen in the supply chain take their cuts. The Eli Lilly Company, one of the three insulin makers who dominate the American market, did not make anyone available for an interview. But a spokesman noted the rise of high-deductible health plans, like the one Alec found, is exposing more patients to higher prices. These days, Nicole Smith Holt is outspoken about her son's story. In August, she went to Washington to testify at a hearing on drug prices put on by Senate Democrats. She reminded them that insulin was created almost 100 years ago.
But here we are in 2018 and facing a death sentence once again because the cost of the life-saving medication is priced out of reach for far too many.
So far, there's not been much change on the price of insulin from the industry or Congress or the Trump administration. But Smith Holt hopes her son's story can help change that. Bram Sable-Smith, Side Effects Public Media.